This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. This weekend saw the state's largest Pride Festival in downtown Denver. A lot of people, including Shayla Shell, came out to support and celebrate the LGBTQ community.
I think that it's important that you are able to live as your authentic self and be accepted for who you are. And however I can support that, I want to.
This year's was the first in-person event since 2019, and there's more from Denver's Pride Weekend at denverite.com and cpr.org. Colorado hockey fans are celebrating. That's the Stanley Cup, returning to Colorado for the first time since 2001. The Avs defeated the Tampa Bay Lightning Sunday to secure the NHL championship. There's a public celebration Thursday at Civic Center Park in downtown Denver. Friday's Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade has widespread effects, including for family planning providers who don't offer abortion services, KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The Pueblo Health Department offers wellness exams, pap smears, and contraception, among other services, but not abortions. Jody Carrillo manages the Family Planning Clinic. She says the SCOTUS decision makes their services even more critical.
To counsel women to be proactive in their reproductive health care and to become pregnant when they choose to.
She says they'll be working to make sure people know what their options are to prevent pregnancy and provide access to different types of birth control. In Pueblo, Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.